Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Are the girls...
Whoops.
Justin just made an entrance into the studio.
It's not happening. There's nothing I can do from over here.
Yeah. There he is. Yeah.
So sorry.
Oh, Justin.
All right, just knocking stuff around. That's okay.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay. Focus.
Yeah, that was not an earthquake. That was just Justin walking into the room.
Yeah.
It happened.
Did you break it?
I don't know.
No, you broke the guitar.
I don't think you broke anything.
Oh, yeah, you broke it.
Oh, my gosh, you broke all the way down the front.
Did it really break?
Yeah, you broke it.
Yeah.
You broke the
you broke the guitar.
Oh.
So that'll be at the next SWAT party. That's going to be at the next SWAT
party. I've seen all kinds of guitar players with duct tape on the guitar.
Wait, so you brought everything you got at the SWAT party yesterday?
I wanted to show you guys.
Hold on. We want to let you know that Bonner Roulette's coming up in about 20 minutes.
No, I think Justin just broke the wheel.
Yeah. No, the wheel survived?
Fine.
Okay, the wheel's okay. So that survived it. The guitar's broken. Are the ladies in the room going to say, oh, Big Al Mac, this morning?
Oh.
Yeah, oh. Mm. Oh.
What?
Did Big Al Mac,
did he drop a marble?
Did he have a... No. Oh. He might have done a deal breaker, though.
He might have
shot himself in the foot. Based on what he did, but we'll get into that in less than 1 hour. But right now, we got to get into Kelly Raspberry's SWAT party, which happens every year.
Yeah, once or twice a year, depending on how things are going. And I figured New Year, you know, I just got married this past July, and combining households, we both just had so much stuff. It was suffocating.
Alan. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we can shove a lot of stuff in the attic, but there's some stuff we just have no room for. So I decided it's time after the New Year to have a swap. Everybody gets to purge.
Yeah.
And basically, you bring clothes, small appliances, books, picture frames, art, whatever you need to get out of your house to my house. Everybody takes what they want, and what's left over is boxed up and sent to charity.
Given away to charity. Mm-hmm. So everybody ends up winning. You just get the first dibs before you give it to charity.
Right. And Justin didn't understand, I guess, how the swap fully works because he showed up late, which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It started at 3, but some of my friends who know how this works, they show up at 2:30 to help me get set up.
Smart.
They want first pick of everything.
Okay.
Which is fine. I don't care. Just take it. Show up an hour early if you want.
You said you were a little feeling weird, or you didn't know if you're going to be able to handle all the people you invited.
It was a lot of people. Yeah, normally I do it on a Friday or Saturday night and people have other obligations, but because it was a Sunday afternoon, apparently everybody's free. So it was more people than we're used to having.
100% women, except for Justin.
Yeah, my husband stayed for a little while.
Yeah.
Then he left with the girls to get mani-pedis, which he got duped by my daughter.
Uh-oh.
Really?
He doesn't understand how this works. And so the girls were like, everything the manicurist asked, they wanted, they're like, yes, yes. My daughter came home with claws.
Yeah. She got fake nails. Yeah.
Cardi B nails.
Yeah. Like,
she got fake nails.
Oh my gosh. They are claws. She's 11.
How many inches long? Like 2 inches long?
I want to see. Ridiculous. That's so funny.
And his daughter, you know, it was her birthday celebration. So they all got manis and pedis. And Alan's like, I was dipping my hands and feet in paraffin wax. I said, honey, they charge you for all of that. Yeah. He's like, I know. I don't even want to tell you how much that mani-pedi bill was for the three of them. It was bad.
Do the chickens have large talons?
He got duped.
All right.
But anyway, yes.
All right, back to the swap party. So, Justin, you came in with this huge box.
I did. It was like I robbed the place. That's what I love about these parties that Kelly throws. It's a whole bunch of people bring their stuff, and I can just grab whatever I want.
Whatever you want.
But, again, I should have been there early or on time because I had, like, the fear of being early where you show up and you're waiting on other people to show up, too. So you would rather be there while everyone is there. You know?
No, so by the time you got there, and I knew you were looking for home decor and stuff. Mm-hmm. So by the time you got there, a lot of that stuff was gone.
Taken away.
But he walked in with this mirrored nightstand.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Gorgeous. Nightstand. He walked in before he even set it down. Libby, my friend Star, said, that's mine, and took it. He didn't even set it down on the ground yet.
What do you do if other people...
huge piece of furniture.
What do you do if other people want that? Because I know my wife wanted that. And so somebody claims that it's gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Unless somebody else wants to swap something else for it, I guess. Yeah.
What else did you get? What's in that box,
Justin? So Alan got me this really cool leather jacket. He saved it for me.
He did.
So this is pretty. Look, this is like when I want to be like bad for Michael Jackson.
Yeah, leather
like,
jacket.
Like nice. Trying to look like the Matrix. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, this, JC, Kenzie brought.
Hold on, this is because I didn't know my wife brought a lot of things.
She bought a desk chair that my daughter scooped up. She's loving it. It's okay. White. It goes with her desk, and she's so happy about that.
My wife's on the phone right now. She actually called in.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, babe.
Did you not know I was here?
No, I'm here. I know.
Hey.
I'm bringing you into the conversation.
Don't turn around yet, JC. Don't turn around.
Wait, babe, hold on. Am I going to be surprised at what you took to this party?
You're going to be very surprised, because yesterday, while you were taking a little snooze, I was upstairs clearing stuff out of closet.
Uh-huh.
And you know me, I get rid of everything, so I didn't have anything to bring an hour before the party.
Okay.
So I went in Chloe's room. I was taking pictures off her wall.
Oh,
I'm about to redo her room.
Pictures off the wall?
You didn't have to do that.
From our daughter's room?
Okay. I wanted to. Uh-huh. Well, I knew I was going to get rid of them in a couple weeks
anyway.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
So y'all
people don't bring anything.
Some people there.
So
yeah.
Don't have a conference.
Yeah, that had little girls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Y'all don't have a conference to come to an agreement when the married couple.
That's not how it works in marriage.
Stuff.
No.
No, my wife just cleans things, bro. It's yeah. One day I'll have my favorite shirt. The next day it's gone. You know, that's just how it goes.
One time a couch. Man, I want to bring up old stuff.
Yeah, the couch was gone one time. Yeah, she bought a new couch, and I love that new couch.
Okay, all right.
It's fine. So I'm not. Apparently, Justin claimed the prize that my wife brought. I'm not turning around.
I did. Yeah, and it is a swing.
It's a couple.
It's a swing.
Oh, you're not.
Kenzie
I think
Chavez.
I think she said lightning.
No, man, I can't look at Justin. I can't
now
look at him, bro.
Look at it, JC.
Look.
At first, I thought this was a TRX band, and I was like, I want the TRX band. It's a swing.
Yo, you know, that's mine.
No, we don't have the right door for it.
I know, but...
But one day you might.
Oh, my God.
You mean the right door? We just need a door.
Yeah.
You have to have the right kind of door.
Yeah.
We sat there for the longest time and nobody knew what it was.
In terms of, like, is this gently used or is it...
Brand new.
Oh,
I'm going to need you to show me how to set this up, JC, because I cannot wait to get a... Get on the playground.
Sure,
you know?
Man. That's cool.
Oh, my
dude.
God. Oh, my gosh.
It's, so, great find.
Kenzie Chavez.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Awesome.
I got...
Are you telling me that more than one person wanted this at your party?
Well, no.
Okay.
Because nobody knew what it was for the longest time. And then I think finally Justin said, what is this? And Kenzie started doing this song and dance to sell it. And he's like, I'll take it.
Oh,
sure will.
I hear the song and dance.
No, man.
Yeah,
don't.
I want to hear the spiel.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
A nice little ride. I also... I got a turtle.
Let's go back to the swing.
What?
No, that wasn't for swap. That was just, that was not for swap. Somebody, yeah, no.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's not for swap, honey.
Hold on a second.
What happened was,
flag on the play.
We also have, I'm sorry, honey.
Challenge.
I didn't know. I'm so glad you brought that. That was not for swap.
Are you stealing stuff from the swap?
No,
he didn't steal it. I can see your confusion. Because I told my girlfriends, I said, don't use this surface to put stuff on because people think this is swappable. It was supposed to be, and they ended up putting jewelry and stuff on it, and then, honey, I need that back.
Are you?
I'm sorry. That was not
what
I thought. That was Alan.
Hand it over.
Oh, will you swap
sorry.
A swing for
that's
it?
That's Alan.
No, man.
This was so cute. The turtle thing was so,
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go through the house now and see if
I'm
there's
so,
more stuff.
Do you want the little necklace and the hair clips in it?
That was kind of cool, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Oh, bro, you're trying to steal Emma Kelly's best friend necklace.
Oh. I didn't even, you know.
I don't know what that's supposed to be in there. Yeah, I said no, because people kept trying to take stuff off that table. I said, no.
I'm so sorry, Kelly.
No, it's okay. I'm just
that's the danger of this.
Are you sure?
Party.
How much do you want for it? It was so cute.
No, it's Alan's, honey. No.
Oh, it's Alan's.
Oh.
Whose best friend necklace is that then?
I have no idea.
I know Alan had the best friend necklace.
You got so much
now I'm afraid to pull something else out of this box.
You might want to just keep it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you just got to keep it quiet.
Oh, my gosh.
Janet, you might like this book.
Oh my!
Whoa!
Justin, you're gonna break something
like
here.
You got a bunch of shirts and stuff. You got a bunch. Alan got rid of a bunch of shirts, so Justin got those too.
Did Kenzie? Did you bring a bunch of my shirts to the swap party?
I actually didn't bring anything of yours.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't bring anything to you from the party either. Did you notice that?
Yeah,
I didn't bring anything back.
Yeah, I noticed. I didn't get anything. My wife comes home and she's like, Kinsey's like, can you go to the car and get a box?
All of the stuff. None of it's yours.
It's like we were moving. She had like three boxes in the back of her car.
I want to check. It might be some of the stuff that Kelly still wants.
Do you want to look at our boxes, Kelly? We might have stolen
stuff.
No, I'll
go through and I'll just send out a mass email if something's missing.
Wait, what if she has for this back?
What is that,
Jason? Oh, okay. It's a little table.
Jason, why do you have the shakes so bad?
I don't know.
After the weekend.
About the turtle. Yeah.
And so the book is called Red Thong Strong, Girlfriend's Little Secrets to Smoothing Life's Panty Lines. So that was a cool gift.
How have you personally for this one? How do you feel emotionally connected to this book?
I don't know. I feel like this is like some conversation I could have with someone at a bar about like, Jenna, do you have one? Do you have a red thong?
I have a red thong, not on currently.
Okay,
no,
but
no.
It's about having one. To make
Isn't it about getting rid of the lines
Why
on
do
the
you
pants?
Need that?
Yeah, my go-to set to be sexy is red.
Yeah.
It used to be all black, but now it's a red.
And hold on, this book is abnormally thick for just talking about getting rid of panty lines.
Are you sure it's not
a
metaphor for life?
It's lots of little stories.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
thong
so
stories.
It's not a book of
thong.
So good.
Oh, okay, I was going to ask you.
But every woman needs that little secret to make them feel sexy.
Got it.
Get yourself a little red pair.
Okay.
You know.
Go with the swing.
Let the surprise. And,
yeah, this isn't about thongs. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Oh.
About, you know, just being a strong, independent woman.
I can understand.
Yeah. How am I supposed to know that? I haven't read it yet.
You need to read it.
I can understand the confusion that I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Alan's, why does Justin have my turtle? I got it back. I got it back.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And why does Justin have my swing?
It's not
the swing.
I'm not mad at you because I can see the confusion. It's fine.
Take everything back.
I want to take my swing back.
Oh.
Show me how to use it first.
No, man, I'm not showing you anything.
We gotta set that bad boy up. Let's do it on Kit TV.
Let's set it up here.
Let's do it on Kit TV.
No.
Oh, I knew Kinsey would sneak something out of my house.
We gotta
set it up.
We gotta set the swing up on Kit
TV. We don't have the right door.
We were also over the weight limit.
Oh, we got a weight limit.
No, we were not.
Weight limit.
I don't think so.
No.
There's no weight limit for this thing.
There's no way.
All right.
Where do you put your...
There was 200 pounds or something.
That's how much I weigh. There's no way they would have made that flimsy.
Yeah. Well, no way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be two 200-pound people.
Mm. No, you only put one person.
Shh, okay. We're talking too much about this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, babe. I'm not mad. Bye, honey.
Thank you, Kinsey. Right, thank you.
I love
you. Thank you, Kinsey.
Get the kids to school.
That's funny.
I wonder if my son's in the car right now.
That's funny. Oh,
so a successful swap party
and
for Justin
and Steel Park.
Yes, I got gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got some other cool stuff too. But
I didn't look.
Okay, wait, is this yours?
That was in the bathroom. Give me that.
Are you serious?
But the soap smells so good, y'all. The soap smells so good.
Is it for real?
Stuff in the bathroom wasn't up for this.
Just put over steel.
Oh, there's soap in it.
Yes, he took it from the bathroom.
Oh yeah, that's the Kelly Raspberry soap.
It is a good. I just needed to show you guys the smell.
Oh my gosh, you might want to go through this. I think he stole stuff.
It's a swap party, not a steal party.
Oh man.
I showed up. Yeah.
Of course you did.
Rob the place.
You might have just had your last swap party.
Rob the place, he says.
Oh my God.
Oh, Justin, we love you.
I think you should go through the box on Kid TV.
Okay.
Yeah, you should.
And with me.
And set up the swing.
I can't believe. I had no idea. No idea.
All right.
We got to spin the wheel. Bonner Roulette, if it's working after Justin smashed it, has a bunch of months on it. If it lands on your birthday month, you have a shot to go to Bonnaroo on us. Nice little road trip next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Did our boy Big Al Mac dip his toe back into the dating pond? And did he do something that's going to have the ladies shaking their heads?
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
Big Al Mac.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I mean, it's...
Well, you know, right, JC? So is it bad?
I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's one of those where you learn this in dating 101. I think you learn really early on in the dating process.
We need a refresher course.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta get that Big Al Mac. And we got the Bonner Roulette to be spun here in a few minutes, but last night there was an awards show, and I totally missed half of it.
I spaced out on it, yeah.
Because if it's not on the major networks, I don't see it. And then I think the football game got out of hand, and I went on Twitter for a second, and I saw that SAG Awards were trending.
Yeah. Right.
And so I got on my horse, and I started looking. And I found it, I think, on TBS. And I think TNT had it as well.
Didn't know you had a horse.
Yeah.
I did.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, TNT.
JC's got a horse.
I do have a horse.
Yeah.
I'm already a little award show burned out. I'm pumped for the Grammys on Sunday.
It's too much.
That's my favorite.
I know.
Why is it all this time of year? Yeah.
Lump it together and get it out of the way.
And tomorrow morning we get the Oscar nominations.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So we're in full.
I like the Oscars. I like the Grammys.
Yeah, the whole Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement. It's going to really affect the nominations, I think. Some of the shoe-ins, I don't think, are guaranteed anymore.
Yeah.
Like James Franco and...
Well, speaking of James Franco, Allison Brie from Community and Glow, she's married to James Franco's brother, Dave.
Yeah.
Right? And she was on the red carpet last night, and she was asked about the sexual harassment accusation that's going on against James Franco. Here's what Allison Brie had to say.
Above all, what we've always said is that it remains vital that anyone who feels victimized should and, you know, does have the right to speak out and come forward. I obviously support my family, and not everything that's been reported is fully accurate. So I think we're waiting to get all the information. But of course, now is a time for listening, and that's what we're all trying to do.
I mean, she answered it as well as she could when she's really close to the person.
She rehearsed that a few times.
Oh, yeah.
She knew it was coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Especially probably because of what went down at the Women's March with Scarlett Johansson.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah, since we're talking about James Franco right now, he wore that Time's Up pin at the Golden Globes. And Scarlett Johansson, who's done 3 Woody Allen films, by the way, people are bringing up.
Yeah. Scarlett. And people need to be careful when you're throwing these big rocks at people.
Right.
You need to check yourself and make sure you're clean.
She threw a huge one at James Franco. And she took a bunch of shots at the Women's March in L.A. This is the one in L.A., and this is Scarlett Johansson.
I find myself pensive, taking time, and digging deep to understand where we are and how we got here. My mind baffles. How could a person publicly stand by an organization that helps to provide support for victims of sexual assault while privately preying on people who have no power? I want my pin back, by the way.
That was directed at James Franco.
Hmm.
I want my pin back, my Time's Up pin.
Oh, so she said his name.
No,
I wouldn't
she
have
did not
that.
Say his name, but her reps confirmed it.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that.
So during the speech, people were probably wondering who she talking about. Some maybe assumed it was James, and then afterwards they came out and said, yeah, that was directed at James Franco. So I don't know if he's actually going to go to the Oscars now, because he went last night.
He was at the SAG Awards. He skipped the red carpet, but he was there. I mean, I guess he had to,
Aziz
on the off chance he would have won, right?
Aziz Ansari, who has one allegation out there, he didn't show up to the SAG Awards.
But if you...
That one seemed like a really, really, really bad date.
Yeah, I'm glad Ashley Banfield said something, because that was real risky.
Yeah.
For anybody to stick up for a man right now, it's a risky move.
Yeah. Again, though, I feel like the pendulum has to go the other way really strongly for a while before it levels out. You know, it's been unfair, you know, towards women for so long that, of course, I mean, it's going to get a little muddy. Yeah, it's going to go far the other way.
And see, Sansari's embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some embarrassing details about that date.
She was definitely not reading the cues very well, but
she wasn't giving them very well either. If you even if you read her own statements,
there's both parties made mistakes in that date.
It was a bad date.
Yeah,
but I was happy that Ashley Banfield, who I don't know if you've looked at it, we used to know her. We have a little relationship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was like, I was afraid I was going to be fired for saying what I was going to say. She said, but I felt like I had to speak out because that's not really right.
Yeah. And she did.
Who else won
but
last night?
To lighten up the mood, well, Kristen Bell, she was hosting. And
first time ever, they've never had a host.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they've never had a host.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it a woman, which is good.
All the presenters were women, too, right? I think that's what
I didn't watch it.
I watched some of
it. I saw highlights,
I think they had some actors introduce some clips and things, and Morgan Freeman won the Lifetime Achievement Award, but I think it was mostly
women standing up there. Okay. Well, she mentioned all the controversies going on in Hollywood right now, then tried to lighten the mood.
We are living in a watershed moment. And as we march forward with active momentum and open ears, let's make sure that we're leading the charge with empathy and with diligence, because fear and anger never win the race. most importantly, regardless of our differences, I think we can all come together and delight in one thing. Frozen 2 is coming out in theaters 2019, you guys. I'm very excited.
Niecy Nash, she was up there with Olivia Munn. And they did a bit where they didn't really know the movies that they were presenting or the TV shows.
Painful.
It was sort of painful to watch. And Niecy,
are we gonna hear it?
Yeah. No, not most of it. But Niecy wanted to call out one of the names if they happened to win.
And the actor goes to...
Wait. Okay, if it's Sterling K. Brown, can I say it?
Yes, why?
Because he's black.
No problem. Yes, you
can. I mean, but you can say anybody who's Asian that's nominated. Go.
I think there's just white guys in Sterling K. Brown, but thank you. I'll take one of the white guys. And the actor goes to...
That's funny. Because he's black.
Yeah. And this is us one for best ensemble, too. They did pretty well last night.
Yeah.
But Morgan Freeman did win. What was it? The Lifetime Achievement Award?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he interrupted his speech. And this is my biggest fear. When somebody interrupts what they're doing to look at you and tell you.
Calls you out.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman says
you're in the front row talking.
Yeah, don't do that.
These moments in your life, hey, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Hey. Okay, well, you just stand out for me, that's all. These moments in one's life.
Wow. I wonder who it was. They haven't.
Nobody said who it is.
Said yet.
And I know people know who it was.
Oh, can you imagine my face almost flushed.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I'm talking, buddy. And it's Morgan Freeman.
It's Morgan Freeman.
But man, people should be more respectful.
He does talk slowly.
You know what I watched this weekend with Morgan Freeman in it that I'd never seen before?
Shawshank?
No, Deep Impact.
Oh.
I've seen Shawshank. Deep Impact. That was actually a pretty good movie.
Uh-huh. Who was in that?
No, Morgan that's Freeman? Not a good movie.
It was pretty good.
I've seen it, but I can't remember. I know I've seen it.
Is it about
I think Robert Duvall was in it.
A meteor? Right?
Yeah, the meteor's coming down.
It's coming.
And I think Robert Duvall's up in space, and they're trying to break it apart, but it's not working. And Morgan Freeman's the president.
Oh, this is the one where that huge wall of water wiped out Taya Leone's dad.
Yes.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
She worked for MSNBC and she could have gone away and saved herself, but she said no. And she went to her dad and they
embraced as the huge water tidal wave came over them.
That moment was whoa.
That was awful.
That was a good movie.
I forgot about that.
Very.
Now I'm all upset again.
I don't like End of the World movies. I find them to be bad and scary equally.
Well, the world didn't end, Jenna, in the end, but some people did.
Did Morgan Freeman save it because he's black?
Nah, Morgan Freeman was a great president.
Nothing they could do.
Yeah, nothing he could do. Mm. Robert, the astronauts up in space, they took themselves out to save the world, and they did.
Gotcha.
Right. Sorry if I spoil it for you.
That's okay.
That's a Deep Impact movie review right there. Thank you. Somebody told me. Congrats to Morgan Freeman on his Lifetime Achievement Award. And right now, we fixed up the wheel. All the months are put back up there. And I know Big Al Max spun it last week and it landed on December like three times. But
are we giving him another go?
Another chance?
We do. We change the months every time we do the contest.
Do it up, Al.
All right.
And I know I told Al he was fired from spinning it last week.
Please don't hit December.
It was put next to him, so he's going to spin it again. Here we go.
Don't hit December.
It lands on your birthday month. You get to call in and win these Bonnaroo tickets. And there are VIP passes available again this week.
Oh my God.
No way.
It has landed.
July. If your birthday is in July, we are looking for the, Kelly, number?
17.
17th caller at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you'll have a shot to win the VIP passes from the envelopes we have right here.
Got it.
Next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show. Somebody told me.
We have to call number 17.
Mm-hmm.
Was born in the month of July. Nikki, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
Now, you were the 17th caller. That's good news. And now you just got to tell us when your birthday is.
July 27th.
That falls in July. That makes you our winner this morning.
Yes.
Congratulations, Nikki.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Do you like music?
I do.
Yeah.
I also have an 18-year-old daughter who's graduating this year that I think it might make a good graduation present.
Oh, nice.
That actually would be great for her. Yeah.
Love it. Okay, well, whether it's for you to take your daughter or you are going to be generous and give it to your daughter, she and you are going to get to go to the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. It's June 7th through the 10th in Manchester, Tennessee. Eminem, The Killers, Muse, Sturgill Simpson, Khalid, Sheryl Crow, 120 more artists, so definitely someone that you will love and enjoy watching. And you get 2 weekend passes, a car camping permit, and $250 in road trip cash. And you know where... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just losing my breath. It's so exciting.
It's all good.
We have some envelopes for you to choose from because we have a pair of upgraded VIP tickets again to give away this week. So you right now have to pick out an envelope between the numbers 1 and 5, okay? Most of them have general admission. One has
number
VIP.
Number three.
Right in the middle. All right, I got it
number
right
three.
Here. Let's open it up.
You still get the trip regardless, but these will just be really cool tickets.
You
have scored yourself VIP pass!
Out of the gate!
Hey!
Yeah!
Give them away on a Monday!
Right. That's awesome.
All right, but what's included in VIP, you're asking?
I am asking.
Yes, all right. Exclusive entrance and viewing areas. You can't beat this kind of access. It's really great because you get a preferred parking spot, camping near the venue in a VIP area with your car, a brand new air-conditioned barn in the VIP campground, a shower.
There's a VIP party
on Thursday night, and exclusive charging for all of your gadgets, because you know you didn't go to a music festival unless you took a lot of photos to document it. So you got to keep your devices charged
up.
Yes. This was very exciting.
There you go, Nikki. Hey, what's your daughter's name, Nikki?
Katie.
Katie, you better get those good grades and graduate so you can go
right?
on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Definitely.
All right, Nikki, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your VIP passes to Bonnaroo. You can take your daughter.
Do people exclusively stay in their cars, Jenna, or do they actually have tents? I'm just asking.
Tents.
I don't know.
Yeah, usually people don't stay in their cars.
Okay.
They have a big campground, so you sleep in your section. Okay. It's crazy when you see it because it's sectioned off. Like a parking lot would be at a football game, like section one, and you just to try and find where your tent is. People do really creative things, putting stuff on sticks.
Yeah, a bunch of flags
so
up in the air.
Yeah.
We have more passes to give away all week long. Again, the VIP ones are gone, but you can still get the general admission. You just want to get into the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy. We want to move into the dating world now because we'll get to what Big Al Mac did on his date because he did have a
date. Wait,
what? Oh, yeah.
What?
Kelly, Big Al Mac dipped his toe back into the dating world.
Okay, he's making a weird face.
You guys could tell us what you think he did, but I think it's a date.
Okay, so he's questioning whether it was a legit date.
Yeah, he's being weird. But
he's being so weird.
There's this kid that goes to Missouri State, and he was on Tinder.
Okay.
And he came across this girl named Claudia. And I guess I've never done the dating things before, but I guess sometimes you're going so fast with the lefts that you forget to go right when you find one you like.
Of course, you can shaky and it will bring you back.
Right. That's on Bumble, right?
It'll take you backwards. I mean, it works on a couple of the ones I've used.
Sometimes they should give you a do-over.
Right. Because he said he had Tinder and he said, oh no, I passed this girl of my dreams and I accidentally hit left. So he decided to do what any smart man would do.
What?
He sent an email to all the Claudias at Missouri State. It said, hello, all Claudias of Missouri State. I think I might have missed some of you, and if so, help me out. First off, my name's Hayden, and I'm a rookie. I made a rookie mistake on Tinder. I accidentally swiped left on Claudia's profile. Left is bad, and I really wanted to swipe right. Now, if Tinder provided last names, this would not be a problem. I swiped left on the name girl Claudia. Age next to her name was 20, but in her bio she said she's actually 18 and didn't know how to change it.
It sounds like he got a lot of information before he swiped left. That doesn't sound like a split second decision.
Right?
So he goes,
he looked at the pictures because he says the pictures she provided had some with her friends and her mom in them. In her bio she said some of her friends were single and if anyone liked them better, that's fine, but they couldn't have her mom.
This has happened. I mean, you go through the photos up and down, and then you're like, oh, yes, but you're just so in the habit of going one way.
I've swiped left when I meant to swipe right before.
So I guess he must have looked at the profile, and he went left.
Yeah.
So he said, like I said, I meant to swipe right. My Instagram is Hayden, and gives it away if you want to look me up. I'm just asking, if this is your profile that I described, please message me back with right or left, just so I know if you're interested or not. If you choose right, we could totally get some donuts.
Aww.
And if you choose left, that's cool. And then he go, everyone enjoy your day. And guess what?
What?
All the Claudias around the world got this because it didn't just stay at Missouri State. Like, it just started spreading like wildfire.
Oh.
And so girls started writing on Twitter, okay, but did you find Claudia? That's the question. And what happened? You can't leave us all hanging.
Right.
And then a girl with the name Claudia in the same picture from the Tinder profile said, it's me. I win.
Oh,
she found the actual.
He found her.
The actual Claudia. So
I love that. I win.
Yeah,
I love that.
So
hopefully it works out for those two.
I hope so too. His profile reads, Hayden. So I emailed a few Claudias, and now we're all going to be looking forward to see if these two go out on a date.
Yeah,
and hopefully that turns into a love story.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
You email a bunch of Claudias. You could come off looking like a stalker, but instead you come off looking like a stud.
Oh, I think it's sweet.
And now to Big Al Mac. That's how he did it the right way. Big Al Mac.
Speaking of doing it the wrong way. No, kidding. Well, yeah. I don't know what happened, so I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I go through I'm kind of like a fireman when it comes to Bumble. I'll be on one day, off 2 days.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? I'll swipe a little bit. Then I forget about it for a little bit.
It's true.
You're part-time.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did. See, when you're on a bar, you can just say, why don't you come by? Or, okay.
I wish you would stop doing that. Yeah.
So you're inviting them to your work, basically.
Yeah. Okay. And that's why I am most of the time, to be honest with you, especially on the weekend. So I said, why don't you come by? And this one particular lady said she would. I said, okay, cool.
You met her on Bumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And this was actually kind of big because I don't think I've ever met up with anybody that I've actually met on Bumble. I've gotten a few phone numbers and texts, called. I never actually met anybody.
This is first face to face.
Yeah.
But you said, why don't you come down and let's meet up? Now,
she lives like 2 or 3 miles away, so it's no big deal.
Now, quick question for the ladies. If Big Al asks you to come on down and hang out, are you thinking this is a date, a little meetup date?
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't think that? I would.
No, I mean, I wouldn't go to a...
Oh, you want to go to a sport?
Yeah. Right. No, because... Well, I also know Al well, so it's hard for me to say, but I just know that he's being lazy.
Okay.
Could be, yeah.
Could be. You could have taken her somewhere
out
else.
On a date.
But she showed up.
Yeah, I mean, it was yesterday.
Okay.
So, you know, we're watching some football. So, hey, why don't you come by? It was very, very casual, nonchalant. Just, hey, why don't you come by?
Yeah.
She said, sure. So I'm sitting there with a few friends, and she walks in. Hey, nice to meet you.
She came in by herself?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's
that
a date.
That took guts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, that took guts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course it did.
Absolutely.
Good for her.
She walks in, sits down. I bring a chair up. She says, sits down next to me in between like 4 or 5 of us. And the bartender comes up and says, hey, what would you like to drink? So nobody knows the dynamic, but she and I at this point. I mean, she just walked in. And so she ordered a drink. And so I guess I was talking to somebody, watching football or whatever. And before I knew it, she threw down a credit card. So now I'm like, wow, she's already paying. The bartender took the credit card, right?
Not good.
And so I'm like,
Were you interested? Did you show her any attention?
His back had more interest in her.
That's the only reason a girl would leave, if you're hardly talking to her.
No, she hadn't left yet. She just threw down a credit card.
To
open a tab, I guess.
And you, of course, said, put that away.
Well, like I said, before I knew what had actually happened, the bartender had already grabbed the card. So,
yeah.
Now,
don't you own that place?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get that back.
It'd be bad enough if you had just taken her out.
So obviously, if we'd gone on a date, I would have paid. I'm not a cheap guy.
No, you're not.
I'm not a cheap person.
You're very giving.
But, you know.
So what's long story short? What happened?
A sale is a sale.
And I'm not saying anything because everybody gets on me for being so mean to Big Al.
Al doesn't want
to date. I'm not saying anything.
Bro,
I'm not.
Hold on, dude. Is your game now getting girls on Bumble to come down to your bar just so you can make sales?
I'm not saying anything.
It's been a little slow.
This is a business.
$6 is $6.
Oh, man.
So, now I did say.
He's not a businessman. He's a business,
did you
man.
Compliment her?
I did say, oh, wow, I didn't know you didn't have to do that, or I'll pay for your next one, which I did. I went back and made it myself.
You can cancel out.
I went back.
Canceled out the transaction.
I went and made her the drink that she liked.
Of course.
Uh-oh.
And brought it to her.
Uh-huh.
And,
Yeah.
Well,
we got to get her on the phone.
We do need to get her on the
phone. She's awesome. She's
of course
awesome.
She is.
How did it end?
Well, it was
your side of how it ended.
She stayed for two drinks. We talked. She asked, you know, questions. I asked questions. We talked for a minute.
Uh huh.
Chemistry, attraction.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Very pretty girl.
Yeah.
And, how would you know? It was not the right setting for that. But anyway, what happened?
She said, I said, I'm about to leave, you know, which I was. I'd been up, I'm out all day.
Yeah.
And so I went home and I walked her outside. Walked her to her car.
So you told her you were leaving?
Yes, and she, well.
Did you offer to give her a ride home?
Well, no, she drove.
Yeah.
She drove. She's, you know, 2 or 3 miles away, but she drove. Okay. And so I walked her outside to the valet and she took off.
Did she pay the valet?
I assume so.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, sometimes they'll charge you up front if they don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. So I just gave a hug. Hey, let's talk again.
Full hug or side hug?
Full hug.
Okay, double hands? Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I think so. Nothing inappropriate or anything, you know.
Yeah.
This is why girls get so beat down going on dates.
From the text, on behalf of all girls, that sucks, Al. Oh, Al, Matt.
And you gave her every indication you're not interested.
No, not at all.
Don't
not
waste
at all.
Her time.
Is there going to be a second date?
Don't waste
I don't
time.
Know. I mean,
that's
it was
thing,
just a...
going to meet up with a guy and his friends.
And then he says, well, I'm getting ready to leave now. That's just like...
Well, I mean, we had been there for an hour, I guess.
Okay.
And, you know, it wasn't supposed to be like this long, drawn-out thing necessarily.
Right.
It was just to come by.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Here you go.
Come by and meet.
You know, you can't do that, Kelly, because from the text, that was my sister's best friend he met up with.
Oh, okay.
She is the greatest person ever. We're trying to get her on right now.
She's awesome. Yeah, she's great.
And she's actually on.
Al doesn't want a girlfriend. Wait, we have
she's
we
actually
have
on.
A date on the phone?
Well, we're trying to get the date on. We got the best friend on.
Yes!
So we'll talk to her next.
All right.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
So yeah, Mac went on a, met a lady on Bumble, invited her out. And by invited her out, he invited her to his bar, and she proceeded to order a drink. He was too busy talking to his friends, so she pulled her credit card out and paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had another drink, which Big Al got for her, I think.
Yeah, I paid for that one.
And then Al was ready to go.
So she went out, and he walked her out.
Walked her to valet, doesn't know if...
Which she paid.
She obviously paid for her valet. How much is your valet? $20 or something crazy.
Nah, it's like
$55. Yeah, it's a lot.
From the text, sorry, but if I paid for a drink and valet for myself, I would not be interested past that. Unless I was bored and lonely, just saying, Big Al. It should be a prerequisite for Big Al's Bumble dates to listen to the show. That way they know Big Al isn't intentionally trying to be cruel. He's just mostly clueless. Hashtag Team Al.
Thank you.
So they're saying what you did was cruel.
Cruel? I wouldn't call it cruel.
Why don't we?
They said you weren't trying to be intentionally cruel.
Why don't we ask the victim? First, we had a text that came in and said, actually, that was my friend Big Al Mac hung out with.
Oh, cool.
That's from Jessica. Hi, Jessica. You're there?
Hi.
Hey.
Were you surprised when you heard us talk about that on the radio this morning?
I wasn't, no.
Okay, good.
You already heard about it.
Did you hear about it already?
Oh, yeah.
What did you hear?
The one thing that stuck out was that somebody told her you... look like Neiman Marcus and you drink like Macy's?
What?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means, but it's pretty...
Somebody said that about you?
About Al?
About Al?
He looks...
No, about the girl.
Oh, about the girl.
Buddy, I guess, said it.
You said that to her?
No, I didn't say that to her.
Okay.
No.
That doesn't sound like something Al.
No, I've never heard that phrase before in my life.
And if it was Al, he would have said Mervyn's.
Yeah.
Can you describe the girl Big Al went on a date with? Is she one of the best people you know?
Yeah, beautiful, smart, funny. He might have messed this one up.
Well, she's a catch.
Confusing if she thinks he said something he didn't say. We might be talking about a different girl.
No, because we got her phone number.
Okay.
And the phone numbers do match up.
And her name is unique, right?
Yeah, her name is unique.
We're going to call her Bumble One.
Hold on, Jessica. Hold on one second. Because we're going to bring in the girl that Big Al went on a date with.
I love that she even wants to talk to us.
Yeah, she does want to talk to us.
It didn't go badly.
Uh-huh. Well, as far as you think.
Now, Jessica already told us this is one of the best people she knows.
Yeah.
Out on Earth. Hello, Sable.
Out on Earth.
Hi.
How you doing this morning? And saying you're doing horrible.
Fine.
Oh, fine. Okay, good.
You're doing fine. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, so take us to Al asking you just to come to his bar. How did you feel about that?
I mean, that's fine. We were trying to hang out for like a week or so. And he constantly would ask me to come to his bar, like kind of a little last minute. And so it kind of took me a long time to kind of get there. I don't know if that kind of irritated him. I don't know.
Right. No, it didn't.
No.
Sable, when you finally went out and met up with him, did you consider this a date, like a first date? Like, hey, let's go meet up?
Kind of like a hangout. I don't know about a date.
Okay, cool. Right. That's good.
Maybe to see if you want to go on a date.
Same-sies.
Right, which same-sies. Is normal in the world.
Yeah.
Don't say
same-sies.
Same-sies. Wow.
Don't say same-sies.
Now, how was Al in your hangout, according to you? Because we heard his side of the story. How was he?
He was nice. I mean, he was a little dry.
Oh.
But he was nice. He had his dog there.
Of course.
I basically watched his dog the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, and he was dry? You mean he wasn't putting on a comedy show?
Or he was ashy?
It was no comedy show. It was more like a funeral, and it was my funeral. Oh. And it was pretty terrible.
Yeah, he dressed in all black today, so.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Are you upset you had to pay for your own drink?
I mean, I didn't think that was very gentlemanly, but I don't know how he rolls. That's all right.
Yeah, he had money to pay for. She makes it sound like it all happened so fast he couldn't put a stop to it.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. He saw me order it. We were sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, we were sitting next to each other.
He could have stopped it. That's all right, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't know how you classify that as a funeral, though.
It was sad.
Yeah,
It was sad.
We're talking to Sable, who accidentally went on a hangout date yesterday with Big Al Madden.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Never go out again. Just ruin it.
Maybe it'll teach you a lesson.
Al, we're trying to help
behave.
And she's being very cool about it.
Sable, I could tell you're a very sweet person, and this is what your friends have told us on the text.
Sable,
when you were sitting there with Big Al Mac, I know there were other people at the bar. Did he give you his undivided attention, or was it the percentage of attention given to you compared to his friends? What was it?
Maybe like 30 or 40%, because he had a lot going on. Yeah, there was a lot of people there that he knew that he was with.
There's
two guys he's like pretty well that he's talking to too. So
yeah.
That's why you can't go
Where
there.
Where did you hear what your friend just told us that you thought Al said about you?
Yeah, Neiman Marcus.
You look like Macy's. You dress or you drink like Macy's?
Oh, okay. So his buddy who was sitting right next to him said that. And then they just kind of laughed. And because I ordered my drink. It was like a Jack and Diet. Like a Jack Daniels.
Oh.
They said that I drink like Macy's.
I don't even know what that means. I don't either.
That sounds like something Fat Whitey would say.
Nice.
Throw him under the bus.
I like Macy's.
Throw him under the bus.
Date two?
I don't know about that.
Probably not, Sable.
You got to save up.
If you could give one bit of advice to Big Al Mac in his future endeavors when it comes to dating, what would you say to him?
Maybe just like, it's not a big deal. We went to this bar, maybe like sit away from the bar and maybe sit at a table alone to chit chat. Yeah. That'd probably be the only thing. But he was nice though.
He's
a gentleman. He walked me out.
Oh, that's nice.
You paid for your valet?
I paid for my valet. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a big subject of debate. How much is valet?
I'm like $7.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad.
We're debating it.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to come back on Tuesday, we have $3 tacos. I'll be happy to purchase you some tacos or something.
Purchase you some tacos.
Taco Tuesday.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. Who doesn't want a date? Yeah. I mean, that's...
I don't know why you even bothered.
I'm sorry, Sable.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm
Sable, this is no reflection on you.
No, you're awesome.
You could have come on here and been real sassy and cute, you know, trying to be zinger queen, and you did great.
You were
Thank
awesome.
You very much.
You were awesome.
Thank Thank you.
I mean, not just on the radio. You were awesome yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
What's one thing you asked Sable that you learned about her? What's the one thing you learned about Sable, Al? You know, because you talked to her for an hour or two.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Uh-huh.
She is from here.
That's how our date went.
Yeah. Yeah. That sums it up.
Oh, Sable, you're so awesome for coming on the show. I'm sorry.
They're not all like that, Sable.
Oh.
That's what I keep. Right. That's what I tell myself.
You'll find someone and say, well, go get yourself that man.
She's beautiful. Very nice.
I know. She sounds beautiful. Smart. She sounds awesome. She sounds woke.
You wouldn't have swiped on her if she wasn't beautiful. Well, we're not questioning that. Yeah.
Thank you, Sable. That was so nice of her to come on.
It was.
Her friends are naturally going to be protective of her, you know.
Sure. As mine are.
Yeah, clearly.
Present company excluded.
You're going to still be bumbling now?
Like I said, I'm like a fireman. I think I'll take 2 days off.
Regroup.
24 all. Yeah, 24 on, 48 all.
Well, that's how you're finding your dog sitters now, so. Oh, Big Al. I love
you. Me too, dog.
From the text.
Uh-oh.
Fire everyone on the show except Big Al. What'd we do?
Why?
What'd we do?
Why?
What'd we do? We do.
I don't know.
This is what we do.
I don't know.
Do you want to see what that would feel mister?
Yeah, no. Like,
we could all leave the room.
We did that about a year ago.
we've
done that before.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I love seeing these text messages from Kid Nation members.
Like?
I still cannot believe I'm going to Bonnaroo. You can't begin to comprehend how much I needed this and appreciate it. Love you guys. That's from Alexandria, who won last week.
Awesome.
I love that. Sometimes things like that come when... Maybe you've had a hard year, a hard period of time.
Yeah, just need something good to happen.
Yeah.
You know? She's going out there with her husband. So we got another pair tomorrow to give away. The VIP passes were grabbed today. Lucky. Number 3 was picked, and that's where the VIPs were. But we got more the rest of the week. So we'll hook you up.
Cool.
And right now, we got to get our letters ready because the love expert is in the building.
Yes, she is.
That's me.
That is Kelly Raspberry, of course. And it's time for...
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have a best friend who's a guy. I'm 28 years old, and I met this guy on my 17th birthday. He worked for my dad at the time when we met, and the day we met, I just had this feeling he'd be in my life forever. I wasn't sure how, but I knew he'd be special to me throughout my life. Throughout the years of life of each other, leaving for school, moving back home, going to other states, we still always stayed in contact. He'd call me, and we'd talk for hours. We've always been there for each other in the hard times and the fun times. This had gone on for 8 years. During that time, I told him I loved him. I made it clear that the love was a friendship love, but I'd like to make it more than that. He said he only saw me as a friend. So I put my big girl panties on and accepted it. I moved on. I'm now married, and I have been for 4 years. But we kept in contact via email as it's easiest. I've never hidden the emails from my husband, except this last one I recently received.
Uh-oh.
This one would be hard to share.
Uh-oh.
My longtime friend, who friend-zoned me before,
suddenly woke up,
is confessing his love for me and saying he's always loved me. He regrets not saying he loved me, too. Do I need to just end this longtime friendship, or do you think it can be kept?
No.
If it can be kept, how do I reply, and how do I keep it without crossing a line, Amy?
No,
respect
you got to let
husband.
That go.
Your
husband would be devastated. So you just need to say, look, this is, you know, I thought we can maintain a friendship. This is obviously crossing some barriers, and I respect, I can't do this to my husband. I'm trying to imagine myself if this were happening, if it was the shoe was on the other foot.
Hello, ma'am.
So I'm afraid that we're going to have to, I appreciate it so much, and I'm sorry, but we have to let this go.
You had your shot, buddy.
You can't maintain it because you're just inviting trouble.
Yeah.
You're inviting trouble.
Sooner or later.
I can't believe you kept this friendship going anyway. It's just kind of, it is what it is, and here you are now.
And she was open about it with her husband. That's even more remarkable.
Be open now.
Right, yeah, let's see how that goes.
Be open now.
That's sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you are completely done with it, there's no, I mean, perhaps you should share that with your husband. Say, look, I'm not going to be friends with Bob anymore because this is what's happened. And that would make him feel, like, so respected.
Yeah, agreed.
And that you chose him. I mean, that even though you already did when you said I do, just to let him know that you're ending that relationship.
Uh-huh.
Because that's not what I accept in this relationship. That'll send such a huge message to your husband.
Heard. Love that.
Heard.
She didn't mention if she was excited, did she? Or how she felt?
That's the thing. You have it all built up in your head that it was something. It had 8, what, 10 years to be something, and then it wasn't?
Too bad.
Too
you
bad.
Build it up in your head. It's like, no.
Play it out. You keep talking to him. Oh, I'm feeling for him, too. Now I'm going to leave my husband and take my kids and destroy everybody's lives. Uh-huh. No. It doesn't have a happy ending.
And what if he reverts back to, we're not meant to be. And then
exactly.
You lie for him.
You don't give up what you have for a dream.
No.
There you go.
Or an idea.
An idea, yeah. Dreams.
An idea.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years now. And while all of the time we have spent together is fun in the moment, I'm just not sure where this is going to go long term. He has yet to tell me that he loves me. And when I accidentally said I love you once, he didn't respond.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have mentioned it multiple times that he has all the qualities I'm looking for in a man. And he is someone I'm very serious about. He's 35. I'm 24. And he usually just responds by telling me, oh, you're so young. And there's more guys in the world that you can date beyond me.
Yeah, you're done, honey.
Should I keep trying to convince him that I'm serious about him or start looking for other fish in the sea, Mariah?
Look for another fish. Look for a more age-appropriate fish. Because this one's petting on your head. Oh, little girl. You sure are fun to play with. But then I put you back up on the shelf.
Right.
No.
Isn't that the biggest sign of a guy using you?
Yes.
Right?
And I'm sure he's very sweet. Aww. And he's not a bad guy.
Nah.
She's letting it happen. It's not like he's this horrible person. He's a nice guy. He's flat out telling you, you need to be with somebody else. Hey, we're having fun. And as long as you let me, I'm going to keep having fun with you, my little plaything. Oh, but the minute you take a stand, now he might panic and revert and show up at your doorstep with a ring. But yeah, it's like, I need to move on. This guy's not giving you what you're expecting.
Yeah.
And he's not in love with you. He's sorry. Nice guys use women. I know that goes against the grain of, but a very nice guy will.
Can use a woman.
Hey.
Can use a woman.
You can use a woman.
Nice people use people. It happens. Yeah. It happens with women and men, too.
You don't have to call your little young thing a little young thing.
He did. He's petting her on the head. Like, oh, you poor
a little
thing.
Young thing. I don't think I've ever seen that.
He's waiting for you to grow up and realize this isn't working and you'll move on.
I've dated some younger girls. I've never said, oh, you're so young. I've never just said that.
Yeah, he's a little.
Out loud.
How's algebra class? Yeah. So let that one go then, Kelly?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I met a girl about 8 years ago. We dated, even got engaged. But she decided it was all moving too fast. I've remained friends with her and her now 10-year-old daughter throughout the years. Our paths would cross occasionally, and it was always a warm reception. Then 2 years ago, she came to me for a job. We've been working side by side ever since. Customers even think we're a couple. After Thanksgiving, we took a trip together. Just the three of
us. Sounds like y'all are.
About a week later, I asked, what is our relationship? To which her response was, I don't know.
Oh.
We both agreed it was more than just friend or employee-employer, but no further real answer. I waited until the Saturday before Christmas, and I read her a handwritten letter of my feelings and basically said I want her in my life and would like to start the new year knowing where we stand. I brought it back up with no real answer being given to me yet. But we still have been working side by side with no issues and nothing has changed. I depend on her for my business. Is the lack of an answer the answer?
Yes.
Do I just move on and enjoy the great working relationship?
Yes.
Or should I push further?
I already answered yes. No.
Mm, yeah, you did.
Well, you've already pushed. You've already brought it up a couple times.
Yeah.
This sounds like don't be going on vacations and confusing this child anymore.
Well, that's her fault.
Don't do that.
She should have said no to
that. It's both of their faults. Yeah. They're both adults.
Well, he's trying. He's taking a shot.
But you don't. She's saying, I don't want to commit to anything. She's not feeling, maybe she feels like you're a provider kind of way because you're giving her a job, but she's not having those romantic feelings for you. And anybody deserves both in a relationship. You deserve somebody that looks at you, you know, as support. You just need support. And you need romance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not getting that. If you can keep a working relationship, fine. But this ship has sailed romantically, I feel. And don't go any more vacations with that child.
Right.
And getting that child's hopes up.
Don't develop
That's
into
very a, confusing.
Don't develop into a lawsuit if you ain't careful. I mean, just employer employee.
Yeah, if he ends up having to let her go.
You gotta be careful with that.
This isn't the right.
Chill.
Buddy. Right relationship. And you've gotten your answer.
Yeah.
No answer is your answer.
Yep.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
One more here with Gina.
Okay. It's a quick one. Whatever you want to call me. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend recently asked me to move in with him, which is all fine and dandy, and I'm ready to move to the next level. Except he has two big dogs taking over his living room, and I'm a neat freak. I cannot get over the fact every time you walk into the house, your clothes get laced with dog hair, much less all the dog hair all over the furniture. I've mentioned it to him multiple times, but it doesn't look like he'll budge on making adjustments for the dogs. Dogs versus girlfriend. Help, Kelly, I need your advice, Amanda.
Dogs were there first, honey.
Oh, dang! I'm sorry.
Dogs were there first.
That is true.
It can be a deal breaker, but
then move out.
It.
You can keep dating him. You don't have to live with him. It doesn't mean you have to end the relationship. But you can't live with him. You can't ask a man to give up his dogs. I'm sorry. And I would feel the vice versa. If a man comes into a relationship and a woman has cats or a woman has dogs.
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
They were there first.
If you hate it enough, I mean, you got to clean the hair. Like you just have to clean the hair.
Then that's not. She can start cleaning.
Yeah.
She can invest in a lint roller. She can invest in one of these vacuums that gets up dog hair.
The Roomba.
But you better suck it up. Literally. And get on with it, or say, I can't live with you. I don't want to break up with you, but I can't do the dogs thing.
What about the bed? What if he has dogs that he wants in the bed?
You know, that's something y'all can
work on.
They're
also there first.
I mean, it's hard to get the transition if dogs are used to being in your bed and stuff, but it's, some people think it's unsanitary. Some people, there's just not room for everybody, whatever your reasoning is.
Yeah.
But you expect him to get rid of the dogs?
No, I don't think that's what she's saying. She said
dogs before girlfriends.
Yeah, she just means about the...
In the house.
The dogs taking over because she's a neat freak, yeah.
No.
Clean up. Clean it. or move out.
You know, I love my pugs, and pugs are small, but I've gotten rid of the pug. Like, at times, if I was dating someone and it was creating a problem
together.
In the bed. Well, even there, when I lived with a guy for 2 years, but Pug didn't sleep in the bed.
I was going to say, with boyfriend over at the house, Jenna, and is Pug in the house, in the room with you at nighty night, or is Pug out of the room at nighty night?
Sometimes the Pug wants a show.
I think getting the animals out of the bed.
It's the best decision. Sometimes
that's a compromise. But he should be willing to do that if the animal's in the bed. But if she's just worried about
the dog is fine.
Yeah. And stuff.
Yeah.
Stacey, what about you? You got you and Kenzie in the swing.
Nah, man.
Dog in.
We've tried Dex to get. He's now sleeping in his bed.
Because
the dog Dutch oven was getting really bad.
Oh.
Yeah, because they go under the sheets, and the next thing you know, you're like, whoa.
Gross.
Bro. Yeah.
Going on the dog.
So dog's under. No, it was Dex.
It was Dex. Right.
Yeah, Dex got it going on. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We got another round coming your way on Wednesday, and these letters were brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yes, they were. You know, Stamps.com, I don't know why they didn't think of this earlier.
Yeah, true. I agree.
It's such a time saver, especially, I know a lot of our women listeners are working out of their home. A lot of small business owners are listening. This is such a time saver, and time equals money. Because how many times you have to put the, I'll be back in an hour sign on the door because you have to go to the post office.
Exactly.
All right, so Stamps.com, everything you can do pretty much at the post office you can do from your own home if you have a computer and a printer and you have this lovely little digital scale, because sometimes you're mailing a package, you're like, I'm not sure how much postage to put on it. With Stamps.com, you get the digital scale, so it's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It's official U.S. postage you are printing from your own computer and printer. Convenience, ease, the postman just comes and picks it up from your doorstep.
Yeah.
It's a time saver. And
they've even got a catchy website.
They do. Stamps.com. How can you forget? Right now, you can enjoy all the benefits Stamps.com has to offer with this special offer. A four weeks trial plus postage and that digital scale we love so much. If you go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Craddock. That's Stamps.com. Enter the code word Craddock.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you, Shawn Mendes. I was just keeping track of the... Remember we talked about the girl that fell in love with her calculator, but her calculator broke up with her, and then she started dating her Tetris game?
Yeah.
She did her first TV interview. So I was trying to find the audio on that, because the host was taking it very seriously.
She has one of those airbrush hats?
Yeah, it says Tetris on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And she says a perfect romantic date for her is to go to the library and just play them until, they close. Right. And sometimes she plays them on the Game Boy.
We shouldn't be humoring people like that.
Right.
It's sad.
Well, it's a real love story. She says she legitimately, she doesn't love the cartridge. She loves the game.
Well, I love myself.
Married
you love yourself?
I love myself.
That's a good, that's what you need to reach before you
totally. But I'm not on the news talking about it.
Would you marry yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to get a registry. You guys going to buy me some stuff?
Was it right?
Yeah.
That's a good way. Well, she is marrying the Tetris. That's why she's on the news.
Nobody in a court of law is going to make that okay. That's ridiculous.
I sure hope not.
I think.
Well, you don't have to worry about the court of law. The government's shut down.
Yeah.
You can't marry someone that can't consent to being married.
I'm going to marry water. All water
is
mine.
Silliness.
I just want to know how the calculator broke up with her, though. That's the one where I want to talk to her just to ask her, like, how did the breakup go? With the calculator.
Man, I wish I had a funny line right there. I want to marry Bacon. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Big Al Mac. I love you, buddy.
It's Random Man.
Who wouldn't want to marry Bacon?
Why don't you put that on your Bumble profile?
You probably can't eat the bacon after you marry it, though. You know that. Because then that's you're eating your spouse.
Yeah.
Speaking of marrying people, I'm pretty sure Drake wanted to marry J-Lo.
What are you talking about?
He's so he was mopey. Pining over her for a while.
He's singing about her again. He came out with some songs.
You could tell, like, we all know that dating, would you want to date J-Lo and lose her? Or just fantasize about dating J-Lo and never lose her at all?
Yeah, dating and losing would suck.
But I still want to date her and take that chance.
It looked like for a minute he had a shot at it.
He had a huge shot.
He might have actually gotten to play ball little bit.
Oh, he played ball.
And she's going younger. She's going younger.
I mean, he messed up with Rihanna, too. It makes me wonder.
The thing with Drake is, like, he gets really sprung on the ladies.
I feel like he's a soft player. He's soft, you know what I mean?
Light.
He's a hardcore player, but then he's also soft, so he gets the woman in because he cries and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Super romantic. I bet he's super romantic, knows exactly what to say, knows how to play it.
He's just in love.
Mm. He's got moves. Mm. He probably knows a couple poems he could recite off the top of the dome if he needs to. But he did have a new song come out. Diplomatic.
Is it called Jennifer Lopez?
No. It should have. Diplomatic Immunity is the name of the song.
Call it Jennifer.
That would be just funny if he just came out with one.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Lopez.
But in this song, he had a couple songs come out, but in this one, he does talk about the J-Lo.
Forecasting tornadoes, brainstorming retaliation at dinner tables. 2010 was when I lost my halo. 2017, I lost a J-Lo.
Oh!
Mm. How many times are you going to talk about how he used to have her phone number? It's so funny.
Big Daddy?
Wonder what he did.
Did he say J-Lo or Jello?
J-Lo.
Yeah.
2010, I lost my halo. 2017, I lost a J-Lo.
J-Lo.
And I think he mentioned some sort of A-Rod somewhere in the song.
I'm waiting for those two to announce that they're getting married.
I know
that's
it's coming. I know it's coming.
I don't like
any
it.
Any minute now.
I know
I guess
it's coming.
Makes sense, but
it's,
I don't like
as
it.
As much as I hate it.
I'm fine
with it. I think it's bad for her.
That's just not who I thought she would end up with.
She wants to be married. She loves being married. Mm-hmm.
I want her back with Diddy.
No!
That was a power
couple. That was ridiculous.
I don't see that happening at all.
Good old Diddy and J-Lo. Just
no.
Doing work over there in New York.
I bet it's hard for her to find people to date.
Oh, I know it is.
That pool for her options are so limited.
Well, for a minute, she only dated you if you're a dancer. Backup dancer.
That one got
That's who she had
though.
The most interaction
too
with.
Much power. Mm-hmm.
Casper Smart. What is that guy
and
up
And the
to
guy
now?
Before her that was she was married to, the
Chris
bald
Judd?
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Casper has good things going for him. He does a lot of choreography. I saw him in... I want to say it was like Lady Gaga's documentary. I saw him in some famous pop star's documentary that I watched that he does. So he does some... I mean, he actually has a good job.
He's been acting as well. I saw that he... But it was a couple
good
years
for
ago.
Him.
Yeah, so he's
do
been
you,
acting.
Do you, when you date somebody, Jenna, do you ever ask the guy, so tell me about, you know, your previous relationship?
No.
You don't want to know?
Not right off the bat. At some point, maybe it comes up. It's been bothering me lately when I've met guys on dating apps or online, and we text, and they'll make a joke about an ex. I can tell they're bitter. One guy recently said something like, God, every girl I date turns out to be a Scientologist. But I can tell he's still hung up on it a little bit.
And that's a red flag for you?
Yeah, it is, because we all have a past, but the reason I'm dating is to move on from that past. If it's crucial to my personal story, I might say something.
Right.
But no, that's not going to come up right off the bat. I had an engagement in. Mm. I hate him. He's terrible. No.
I used to date Jennifer Lopez.
Sounds like you're still. Do you talk about your?
Well, again, I haven't been on dates, but typically not. No, it didn't come up yesterday, and I don't see bringing it up.
Yeah,
you barely talked to her yesterday.
Well, we talked a little bit, yeah. But we didn't talk about
it. Do you remember anything? Okay, so your Bumble date comes into the bar.
Do you remember
what y'all talked about?
It was a lot of group talk. You know, it really was.
Girls love that on the first meet.
Yeah, because I feel like I have to sit there and impress not just the guy I'm on a first date with, but all of his friends,
right,
too.
But I personally like to know that a person is going to gel in my...
Yeah, but not on date.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. But again, this wasn't a date. This was just...
A hangout.
Meet and greet. Uh-huh. It's like a meet and greet.
Have you been still talking to the ex at all? Or is that completely cut off?
A little, but not very much.
Who do you sit in your car and talk to every morning?
The Lord.
On the phone?
We pull into work and we all say,
what's God's phone number?
We see out in his car with it running on the phone.
Hey, you're conducting a lot of really early morning business.
Honestly, I'm waiting on the security guard to open that dang door up there because the door, they don't open it until a certain time.
That's not what Jenna would ask you.
And then
why don't you just walk in where we walk in then?
Well, I mean, because I have to walk in all the way in. Because it'd be like...
It's the same distance if you just walk through the garage.
Yeah, just go down
the
stairs.
It's the same distance.
No, it's
That's
not.
That's a lie. You're
it's,
lying.
No, it's
Are
not.
You lying?
Like, I'd have to go way around to the other door on the other side and then come in this way. I like going in that door.
So who are you talking to?
You talk to your
there's a lot
every
of,
morning?
There's a lot of theories going around in the office of who you talk to, because we all see you talking in your car sometimes. If we
all
show
pull
up after.
In and you're in your car, so we all...
I'm seriously waiting on her to open that door.
Uh-huh.
Waiting on the lady to open that door.
Okay. And then one time your phone was just magically sitting here.
You're the only person on the show whose phone rings constantly at in between 5 and 6 in the morning.
Half time is my mother.
Yeah.
What's the other half?
I don't know.
Why
you
is
said
it
half the time it's your mother.
Well, half the time it is.
And the other half it's...
It's various people.
Various? Right? None of us get phone calls between 5
I
and 6
a.m. I get a lot of calls at 5 and 6 in the morning. Uh-huh.
If I get a call between 5 and 6 in the morning, it's because I overslept for work.
There you go.
Or somebody's in the hospital.
You know,
that's
the only other people that have a similar schedule to us? Doctors and nurses.
Hmm. Not dating. Hadn't dated any nurses. But I would. I'm open to it.
I'm kidding. I mean, I'm fine with it. I thought maybe you reconnected.
No, I mean, every once in a while.
Or you're not
Every once in a while. Every once in a while. I think I've let it go.
Yeah.
On my end. What?
On your
mister.
I wasn't trying to say that. I wasn't trying to say that.
Is she dating?
Oh.
I think so.
You think she has someone?
Yeah.
Does she order things on your Amazon account for a new guy?
Oh, you got check.
No, but she uses my Prime.
Right.
So anytime
you
can see, she
you
orders,
need to change the password.
Anytime she orders anything on Amazon, I can see what it
Does
is.
Did she buy new underwear? That's how you know she got a new boyfriend.
Those Amazon panties.
That sounds terrible. Amazon panties.
I bet you they have some good Amazon panties.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got them out there.
Oh, you can same day. Lots of stuff on there. I found out.
So that's who you're talking to every morning?
I'm not trying to tell you.
It's a funny progression of conversation we have because we all get here at different times,
right.
But one right after another usually. So we all say the same thing.
So, well, I'll be sitting
talking
here.
To. Oh, he was still on the phone when I pulled in.
If a person has hands free, how do you know if they're on the phone?
Because your mouth is open and you can hear it.
You can hear the female voice coming from the car.
You can hear it.
I can't tell you how many times Kelly has walked in here going like, "What's Al doing talking in his car?"
Because we have our windows down to use our key, you know, to get in.
Well, my windows aren't down.
Yeah, but we can hear. Okay.
It's still the bass transfers out the car, so we know there's something happening.
No, I don't smoke, no fire.
Oh, you're just listening to audiobooks.
Could be. I could be.
That's all good, buddy.
I could be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love when Al doesn't...
He gets uncomfortable. Why? All he has to be like is like, oh yeah, I still talk to my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and call somebody right now.
No, you're not going to call anybody. Who are you going to call?
During the show, call somebody.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he's
uncomfortable.
I'm tired of talking to y'all. What?
Nothing.
This was something that we weren't really going to talk about, but
call
it just kind of came
call
out.
Call me right now if anybody wants to talk to me. Call me. Call me right now.
Who do you think will be the first person to call?
I don't know. Let me see if somebody
It won't
calls.
Be Sable.
Nobody's calling him.
No. on delay. We're on like a 2 minute delay.
A 2 minute.
We're not on a two minute delay.
Lying left and right this morning.
Now, we're not going to break until somebody calls you.
Oh, I don't want to sit here and wait for that.
Is that going to be a sad thing?
Somebody call me, please.
Not it'd be Justin. So cool if it was Dr. Grover.
Not just
it's going to be somebody from the office. Yeah. Get us
nobody.
Comment. I don't want to sit here.
Nobody's.
JC, I never got to talk about Justin trying to hook up with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can you? What happened that time? Real quick.
Somebody call me.
Real quick? Yeah, it was over real quick.
Oh, here's Justin.
Yeah, Justin and Jenna went to a party together on Halloween, and Jenna said Justin did something.
Oh, it's not like I was special.
Uh-huh.
It was, I think it was anyone.
Yeah.
But Justin, the drunker Justin gets, the straighter he starts to act.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah, it is weird. It's more, he starts to act.
Chad straighter, comes out, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Chad.
Chad.
Justin turns into Chad. Yeah, but Chad was, I already ranked the level of intoxication on Halloween. We went to a Halloween party, and we started getting ready at 7. So, you know, Halloween turns into
pre-drink.
Kind of
a... Yeah, it's pre-drink.
Yeah, and I had that torn hamstring, so I was trying to be good. But we were dancing. We were the life of the party. And then by the time we went to the gay bar after.
Uh-huh.
And he only had eyes for Claudia and I. But Claudia's a married woman.
And you're not.
Claudia seemed to actually be somewhat into Justin in the moment.
Yeah.
And Steven was like, I'm fine with it.
That's all good.
He was fine with it. Steven was on board.
Was that a play?
No, but Justin, I knew Justin was going to spend the night at my house because he lived far away, and I knew we were just going to take an Uber. I had to make an executive decision because people had been overserved. It's like, let's just go home.
Did he?
Justin was falling asleep on the wall outside of the bar.
Did
he was taking a nap standing up.
Oh. So he slept at your house?
So he slept at my house, and he got into my bed, and we were already in nudified clothes, so he didn't have any clothes on. I'm like, Justin, you cannot sleep with me naked in my bed.
Oh.
No. You were like, but Wheezy's in here, and you're like, Jenna, you know I would. I was like, you would what?
What?
Justin,
what?
Yeah, bro. No. I was like, you would what?
No.
You're trying to kiss the side of my face. I'm like, I'm going to sleep on the couch.
What?
I yell at you.
I mean, Chad.
I made him. I took him out to the couch. I gave him some water, and you were trying to kiss, and I just.
What?
I
what?
Kiss.
Oh.
So,
what? Now, Jenna.
Like you were going.
Oh, no. Make out with Jenna. Justin Chavez.
No. And I was like,
Now, this is it's being reported to me right now that Justin has also tried to kiss Anna from Kid TV, Alicia, our phone screener, and every single one of Anna's friends.
She's a little scared.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh.
Just alcohol, like, it brings out the love bug. It's just like, but I think it's how I show affection. It's just like, I don't mean it.
He
like,
gets grabby.
No.
Yeah.
No, oh, I mean.
What, going down.
Oh, what? You're trying to super grab.
Yeah.
Justin's a super freak.
Yeah, but it was
not like Kevin Spacey.
No.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.